You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It is hour number two of the game, the game after work. Mitch Fortner, Troy Coverdale, David G. Owen Berg. Once again, want to thank at the end of the first hour, Jeff Mitty joining us. Unfortunately, we're cut off somehow. Kind of weird how that happened. Because I could see the light on. He was still on the line, but somehow got cut out. But anyway, glad I got to share that real quick Gabby Gregory story. She's going to definitely be missed around here. I mentioned to Gene Taylor yesterday how she could be a backup for Brian Smoller when it comes to color analysts. If he ever needs, I know he's got a list of backups, but she'd be a pretty good.
Yeah, from a personality standpoint, Absolutely stellar.
We had mentioned at the top of the show that bridge collapse in Baltimore is a crazy story. During the break, I was doing a little bit of research just kind of on the, just looking for numbers and stuff, because that bridge is about 70 years old. It's been there for a long time. That's one of the busiest shipping hubs in America.
Yes.
Where that bridge is also located, it basically combines, you're going over the bay, right? Well, now that that bridge is done, the next closest bridge to get over to the other side of the city is 6 miles away, and it's the only other one. It's like when it comes to like a shortcut from one side to the other of the bay, there's only one other bridge. So it's definitely going to change the lives of a lot of people in Baltimore for a while.
Some of the notes that I've seen today included that is one of the busiest harbors for incoming vehicle imports. That is one of the larger areas for sugar imports coming in as well. And not very far from the bridge itself, you have a massive Amazon warehouse that they had specifically put in that spot because of the easy on, easy off access. So there already right away are some impacts that you can see are going to filter down the line.
Well, and I know I saw, Joe Biden, he actually talked about it earlier. He said he's going to move heaven and earth to get this thing reopened. But I mean, it's going to take a while. It's going to cost a lot of money. I've already seen an article come out with an estimation on what it would cost to build, modern style, new bridge, that size, that length, that high. It's over $600 million.
Wow.
To build a new bridge.
Yeah, to me, I commented this morning that I actually look for it to have a B behind it.
Man.
Myself, just because, you're talking 50 feet and more deep in some areas of that harbor. So that turns it into a construction challenge right there. And, you can't exactly lay down just a earthen bridge as a temporary. Kind of like they did the work in Philadelphia when that one bridge went down.
Oh, yeah,
they were able to, find a way to put together a temporary that worked. But, in this case, there's so much water there that there's no way. The gap is just way too large.
30,000 vehicles cross that bridge daily.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and I hope people are ready for the toll road.
Yeah, it's not going to be fun traveling around that city at all for the foreseeable future. And with opening day on Thursday.
Ew.
Yeah.
It's also a hazmat route.
Oh, goodness me.
That hub in that port hires 15,000 people, and not sure how many of those will be necessarily affected. But you know, everything that's imported, you know, I mean, we're to Costco now because of that big interruption.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, trust me, some already were discussing, what does this do to inflation?
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, calm down.
Settle down a bit. Settle down. Take a deep breath.
It is hour two of the game with Mitch, Troy, Deej, and Owen. No K-State baseball tonight due to weather. Just it's too cold for baseball, guys. So tonight's game between K-State and Nebraska, which on paper was going to be really good. Two teams that are, you know, riding high on winning streaks right now. Unfortunately, that's been canceled, so no K-State baseball at Toyton Family Stadium tonight. However, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the Texas Longhorns will be coming to town for the final time.
Let's go.
To play a little bit of baseball. And so K-State looking to hold on to their first place spot in the Big 12. And it just so happens that I have a pair of tickets right in front of me.
What?
To give away. We'll do that a little bit later on in this hour. So make sure you're sticking around. Two tickets for Thursday's series opener against the Texas Longhorns will be given those away. And Owen is offending America right now with his horns down. the studio.
There's rules, Owen. Yeah, you're going to have to give 30-yard penalty because I put two of them down.
You have to wait till after the series.
Yeah.
What would Caitlin Clark do in this moment?
Probably a different hand symbol. Yeah. Hopefully a thumbs down.
Yeah, baby.
Hopefully a thumbs down.
We'll be hearing from offensive coordinator Connor Riley tomorrow. We'll get back to a little bit of K-State football tomorrow with him speaking to the media. We're going to hear about what's going on in the offensive side of the football. With the Cats at spring practice, did you guys know there's going to be a second Happy Gilmore?
I saw this the other day, yeah.
I also heard.
So Deej is the only one that's like, I did not hear this news yet, and I'm not too pumped about
dude,
it.
Dude,
well, yeah, remakes. Barb Barker passed away, yeah. So.
Do you remember Paige Spiranak? The former San Diego State golfer who is a model and still
teaches. I believe
teaches.
I know who you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good way of putting it.
Thank you. She took advantage of the rumors the other day and pulled out her best tighty whities and beer.
Put on her best golfing outfit.
Oh,
to
go to your happy place, happy.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And said, and her post was that she was born ready for this role.
Ready for this moment.
Okay. Yep. That's kind of funny.
Hi, Grandma.
But do you have, is Happy getting, who's he getting a fight with? Like, if there is a fight scene, it's a game show host. Are we going Steve Harvey?
Oh, it's got to be Drew Carey. You have to keep it Price is Right.
Okay.
What about Pat Sajak? Because, you know, he's kind of like closer to age. Yeah.
Pat Sajak is 75.
Yeah.
And of course, Bob would have been in his 60s.
Yeah.
90. Well, maybe it would have been 70s. Oh, right around there.
Yeah.
Right around there.
Yeah, it'd be Pat Sajak. But they got to get Shooter McGavin back. That's, man.
Oh, he's the one who leaked the details.
Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure he's in already.
He's the one who leaked the details.
Shooter!
Not coming back as we transition to some K-State Hoops talk here briefly because Wyatt and I, we did talk about it a little bit yesterday, but Cam Carter and Dorian Finister on the men's side have entered the transfer portal. You know, Doran to me is not a surprise at all. I wouldn't have been surprised if he did it last year, stuck around another year. He had a cup of coffee in the spotlight. You know, he had a run of a couple of games where he played really well, got extended minutes. He was coming off the bench, and then he was on a milk carton and was never coming into games. That changed pretty quickly. Cam Carter is different because was a staple in the starting lineup. Cam Carter played at K-State. He played in 70 games, and he started all 70. He has been a role player. He has definitely improved his game with his more responsibility on his plate, playing 9 minutes a game more than he was during the Elite Eight run. And he finished with 14.5 points and 2.5 assists, 5 rebounds a game. He was an improved player and early on in the season and early on in the Big 12 play. He was really – I mean, I think you would say he was the best player on the team. Mm-hmm. He was the best player on the team. That status would fade away. Unfortunately, that the shooting numbers would go down. Just wasn't as consistent in Big 12 play. Turnover numbers were climbing. He averaged about 3.2 turnovers a game in Big 12 play. You know, needed more from Cam for sure. I said yesterday I wasn't too surprised, but I was a little surprised. But with Cam Carter, it's an interesting situation because now he would be a senior. He would be the face of the program most likely. Maybe looked upon as with his, you know, his age and his experience to be in a pretty high role. The thing is, though, you got to remember, we're now in an NIL phase where you're investing into these players. Cam Carter and what he would be looking for, what he'd be needing, doesn't necessarily match what his status would be for one more year at K-State. And he could definitely get that somewhere else. And that's where I feel like this is something that just works out for both sides. Even though I was a big Cam Carter fan, but even though his play definitely didn't match what was needed in the second half of the year, I appreciated the work he put in. And he was really fun to watch for the first half of the year. The numbers weren't where they needed to be in the second half of the year. But he is not best player on the team money, if I can put it fairly. He can definitely be that somewhere else. You know, Anish Masood is a good comparison to that. That was last year. Now, Cam is better than Ish. Mm-hmm. Ish was a three-point shooter. He was a role player. Cam, his best fit on this team is to be a scorer, but also to be a role player and to not be the best player on the team. Where K-State wants to be, it's not Cam Carter being the best player on the team type of status. And that's where the breakup comes up. And so I do feel like this works out for both sides. Now, when it comes to the coaching carousel, Tang's not going anywhere. Day one, after that NIT wrapped up, lost in the first round, sucked, horrible end of the season. Right out there recruiting, not wasting any time, talking to recruits. There's already a number of recruits they've talked to, number of highly sought out recruits that they want to bring into K-State. And you're talking about a transfer portal where K-State kind of needs a little bit of everything right now, where things stand right now. You want to when I say five, you're looking for a center wing type, maybe another wing, a guard. You know, you have David Castillo coming in, so you have a handful of scholarships open right now. So they need a little bit of everything. They got a lot of guys that they've talked to. They're not wasting time. They're getting after it. So this is a big offseason.
I want to go back to a point you made, though.
Go ahead.
Because it is so completely different than how we're used to in talking college basketball or talking college sports at all. Paying him top player money. I still, to me, there's still that fingernails on the chalkboard feel when I hear that. And yet I know it's the reality of the situation. That, yes, you have to have your money right mm-hmm. now in this day and age with NIL. It just strikes me as such a... It's still just so odd to me. That we're in that mode, that's what we have to talk about. And yet, it winds up being exactly what it is, and it puts you in a position where you have to manage your roster that way, mm-hmm. as opposed to it strictly being on how the fit is with your team, what he's able to do during the games, what kind of a guy he is. I mean, any number of the factors that have always been the intangibles. Now we've added the business side of it. Mm-hmm. And that changes a lot. And I think it also speaks to why you continue to see coaches exiting the game. Some of the older coaches, because they don't like that loss of control
yep.
in that aspect. Yep. That you know, the recognition that the transfer portal and NIL have just dramatically shifted how coaches have to deal with their roster makeup alone every year.
And you still want the continuity. You don't want every year, you know, half your if you're still getting after the high school, like three high school guys came in last year. You know, if all of them stick around and find that continuity and then can develop, I mean, to me, that's pretty big. That's
unless you're Eric Musselman at Bama.
I mean, well, yes.
Wouldn't that one of Coach Cal's main arguments is that I have to stop recruiting high school guys. I just have to go after older guys now. Like, that's the way this thing has swung. You know?
But his counter was that he went after some of the older guys. Remember, they had a veteran team last year with Oscar Tshiebwe having returned, still didn't pan out either.
Well, right. Yeah, that's Kentucky's issue. You cannot win anymore with just going after the top freshmen in the country.
Right. No, you
that's
can't.
It's the older lineups that are winning it now.
One and duns aren't going to do it anymore for you, but they did have the older lineup last year, and it still didn't get them past.
Well, two years ago, Oscar Tshiebwe was the best player. Was he named the best player in the nation?
Yes.
We're talking the year they lost to St. Peter's in the first round.
Right.
The whole Oscar Tshiebwe era was kind of weird for Kentucky because they should have been really good. They should have been on Final Four runs.
Let's just say that the last 2 years, I've not been a big fan of who they've named the player of the year, in either case, Tshiebwe and then Zach Edey last year. Mm-hmm. Now, Edey may get it this year and a much more deservedly so aspect, but yeah, the two previous years, mm-mm.
Well, and going back to the whole money thing, the business side of this, and you know, it's like pro sports. I mean, you got the cap or whatever.
That's what we're headed for.
You hope now the cap for K-State is a lot higher than it was a year ago. I still, I'm sure K-State missed out on some guys because they weren't competitive enough with what they had available in NIL. And of course, K-State, it's much more emphasis now on, hey guys, we need your help with NIL.
Yeah.
We need to be able to compete and get the recruits we want. And it's not just in basketball, really across the board. It's a fair statement. But they know that even though this year had its distractions, need better results. That's where the cookie crumbles.
Was Cam Carter a cap casualty? Is that what happened? Are we getting into cap casualties in college basketball?
I believe I've been this whole segment kind of a runaround. that's what I'm saying.
God.
I don't know if anybody's ever summed it up better.
Help us. Please, no.
Oh, Lord.
This is not good. This is bad.
Well, it's just it's what it is these days.
It is.
But the thing is, K-State's only had two players jump in the portal. That number should be higher.
Could have been a lot worse.
You bring up a great point. You really
do. And it still could be. Let's not say the portal's still open for another 36 days.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I have my suspicions on some others that I could see jumping into the portal. And I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't mind it if they did. Just being real with you. But there is obviously clear that, another, lackluster year, even though there were some distractions and things that didn't go the athletic department's way, need more wins and you're expected to go to the NCAA tournament. And, I'm sure the coaching staff is not going to aren't going to make excuses as to why this season didn't go well. I mean, I still give them credit that they still won 8 games in the regular season of Big 12, finished 8-10 in this difficult league and still had all those issues and was able to try to coach their way through it. Mm-hmm. I will tip my cap. I think it should have gone worse.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And they still got to 8 wins. But they know that they got to get the lineup better. And to get to back where they were, Cam Carter is not the guy you put at the face of your program to be the top guy, but he can still get that somewhere else.
One of the things that's really going to be striking is how this team changes next year with David Castilla coming in, and you've got Day-Day Ames, who showed promise at the point as well late in the season. Right there, you have what was missing for the vast majority of the year, in terms of point guards?
Well, we're still left with the question, is Quest Glover, does he come back?
Right, also that.
I've heard there's a good chance David Gasson comes back, which I'm very happy about that. I really enjoyed the work that David Gasson and the improvement he made throughout the season. Quite a good defender. He was much more athletic around the rim. I just saw a guy just had more competitiveness and more energy to go score and rebound.
I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It was a guy who everyone on the team knew what they were staring at, and David Gasson was the one who's like, I don't care. I'm going to go and I'm going to give it everything I got.
But I don't want him playing. I keep going back to this. I know that's not the mindset anymore, sure. But like, I'm thinking like, well, I still don't want him to start the five. You know, he's better as a four. Sure. Can we get a different guy that can come in and start at the five? Because still, if David's going to be in the starting lineup, let's probably have a different five in there. And then Cam Carter's out, so now there's another starting spot up for grabs. You really have two of them up for grabs now with Arthur Kaluma. Does he come back? I would imagine he's gonna test the NBA waters. There's no doubt about that, but. What are the odds of him coming back? I think it's pretty decent right now, but you never know. We'll find out. It's still hard to tell, but coaching staff's after it. They're getting the transfer portal. They're looking at guys. We're just getting started. Never know when that first one's going to come around. We know this the last couple of years. This is a process that takes months and months, and we're still going to be talking about this most likely during the summer. Mm-hmm. It's just
– Welcome to the new age. Yeah. Welcome to the new age.
I mean, we were talking about it to right at the start of the season. We were still talking about transfer.
I mean, granted, this is stuff they've talked about in the SEC football for years. I mean. Yeah.
Let's take a timeout. I want to talk a little bit NFL when we come back, because I want to – there's some rule changes, and I think the kickoff thing is really interesting. We'll explain what's happening with the NFL and how special teams are going to be different this next year. Next on the game.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Dollar, dollar, dollar. Ching, ching, bling, bling. Cut the chatter. You ain't talking money, then you're talking.
Poor Shane McMahon. The last time he was in the ring, he blew out. Was it his quad?
Yeah, it was.
He was 15 seconds into a match, and he blew out his quad.
Oh, mother.
And yep. Of all people, Snoop Dogg improvised and saved the day in a chef's kiss fashion.
Yeah. Yeah, not used to that guy being the improviser of the group. As far as the wrestling ring's concerned, yeah. But he saved the segment.
We continue on with the game. It's Troy, Deej, Owen wearing a Baltimore Ravens shirt and a K-State black hat.
Yeah, I couldn't find my Ravens hat today, so, you know, it's still black and purple. So I'm still on theme color-wise.
Mm-hmm. 7 days in the week, right? How many of those days do you wear Baltimore Ravens gear?
Probably two, maybe one, just depending on if I've got a real shirt. No,
I feel like you wear it every day.
Yeah, well, every day I'm here a lot of the times, but most of the time I'm putting on that lovely green shirt and going over to Dick's Sporting Goods. But other than that, yeah, I mean, it's either that green shirt or a sports tee of some kind, wrestling, football, baseball, basketball. That's pretty much the wardrobe these days. I got a couple polos from my manager shifts, but those don't make occasions very often when I'm sitting over here. So.
Owen, you're a big NFL guy. You even have a podcast, right? Talking NFL?
I do, yes.
What's it called?
It's called Red Zone Talk. And I do it with my buddy Tim Hunt, who actually also used to work at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Let's see. You have a red zone, you have an end zone, you have a there's more zones now, right? In the NFL because of the recent kickoff change. You want to explain? Do you know? Because you have the setup zone, you have the landing zone, you have the baggage zone, you have the TSA zone,
check-in zone,
two deep zone.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the new rules with the kickoff?
So, yeah, I've definitely done a little bit of research. I don't know if I'm fully educated on all these different zones we're adding.
Here we go. Yeah.
Well, if you want, okay, I'll take this here. Yeah. So, basically, kickoff and not just, and it's been in college as well, has been a waste of time. Kickoffs, I mean, 4 out of 5 times is a touchback.
Just thumped.
And really, K-State got to a point where they needed to do touchbacks because just the return game just wasn't executing. So it kind of got bailed out of wherever you hold in the ball, you could just wave your hand in the air and get it 25-yard line. The NFL is trying to spark the kickoff game again. And what they've done is they've taken a play out of the XFL's playbook. Mm-hmm. All right, so basically what it is that this will be during the 2024 season. Kickers are still going to kick off from the 35-yard line. But his other 10 players on the kickoff team will be at the 40-yard line, the other half of the field, 40-yard line. At least 9 members of the return team will line up in what they're going to call the setup zone between their 30 and 35-yard line. So there's going to be 5 yards separating most of the kickoff team and most of the return team. The return team is allowed up to 2 returners to return kicks. And those 2 returners are going to be in what they call the landing zone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I don't know if we need – I could have done some of this. I didn't know all the zone titles. I didn't want to get caught.
Either. Yeah, you don't want to get caught not knowing your zone.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's where it really gets interesting is if the ball bounces in the end zone, a player has to go get it.
I like that.
It's no longer just an automatic touchback. You have to go get it. You can kneel it. You can return it, whatever. If the ball is hauled in outside of the end zone, it has to be returned. It has to be returned. There's no touchback.
Yeah, no longer the wave your arm and make the catch inside of the 25. Oh, the college game is done that. Yeah.
Technically, you could just take a knee, but your coach is probably going to chew you out. You take a knee at the 3-yard line. So
yeah, that is not going to fly anymore.
Probably not.
If you do haul in the football, you catch the football as a returner, you're in the end zone, you take a knee, touchback is now at the 30-yard line. Mm. That's the part of it I'm not a fan of. The rest of it, I'm like, okay, let's try this out. Because the XFL, even though it's only had 2 seasons, has been kind of trailblazing in the way we watch and the game is played today.
Absolutely.
A lot of changes have been made, and it's been because of inventions by the XFL. Either Vince McMahon's run in 2001 or the year we had, well, it was 2020, right? Well, The Rock now bought it. We're going to have a new XFL season coming up here. Is it next year is when that kicks off, or is it
now? This year, the UFL.
Yeah, because they merged. Right? Mm-hmm. But when is that supposed to kick off?
It's coming up here, tail end of the month.
Tomorrow.
This is close. Honestly, even though it's going to look way different, it's something that the game needed because the kickoff was a waste of time. The return rate for the NFL this last year was only 23%. So you're talking almost 4 out of 5 times they would never return it. You know how many kickoffs for a touchdown that was in the NFL this past year?
2. 4.
Nah.
Wow. I was 4. Halfway there. Halfway.
Now, I personally feel that now that these return team and kickoff team are going to be much closer together, you're actually going to see maybe not as many. It's going to be more muddy in that area of the field. Now, I think it is more advantage for the kickoff team. Because it's more likely that you will not lose track of the returner, and you won't get caught in multiple blocks. Most likely just one, and then if you can beat that guy, you have a good shot at the tackle if you're in a good spot. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be less opportunities to return a kick, but there will be more kickoffs.
Yeah, which is the goal of this.
Returns, I should say.
Is to get more returns while also not while being safe, because you said, what, 23% of returns in the NFL this year? You know what the XFL's was the last time they played football?
I think it's actually a little less.
I well, of kicks returned, I think it was like 90%. like with their rules, like not for touchdowns, just returns in general, not a touchback.
Gotcha.
90%. So we're going to get some plays back. It is, like you said, it's going to mean something again, finally.
And that's where I'm like, if that's the return rate in the XFL, and then you replace an XFL-level player with an NFL-level player, I think we're going to see some kicks returned for touchdowns, man.
I think it's possible.
I mean, just one or two guys get blocked and is the house, baby.
One of the aspects of this that I'm intrigued to see is how this setup is in terms of injuries. Because that's been the number one reason why kickoffs traditionally have been something that people have been worried about and concerned about. The number of injuries when you've got that many bodies traveling that far, crashing into each other.
Well, that's what the NFL, and again, this is kind of a test season to see if this formula works out, is that they were trying to meet two goals with one solution. And that is, you want more kickoffs, you want to make them meaningful again, but also limit the injuries. That's why they're having the return team and the kickoff team that aren't the actual returner and kicker closer together, so you don't have full speed ahead running into each other in the major collisions.
Yeah, the big difference there being that the return team has the group that are lined up at a specific line. It's no longer the multiple layers of guys that you will have seen on kickoff returns in the past for blocking purposes.
AJ just texted me, the UFL starts Saturday.
There you go.
Here we go.
Easter. Look at these. Happy Easter.
Are you kidding?
I know what I'm watching at Grandma's house. Putting the UFL on.
Birmingham.
The UFL or the NCAA tournament, dude?
Yeah. It's simulcast. We're doing both.
Well,
here's the question. The first game on Saturday, I don't know who's playing because I just learned that this whole thing kicks off Saturday because The Rock has been too big. He's not promoting the UFL. He's out there promoting WrestleMania because he's in a major storyline right now. Is The Rock actually still involved now because of this merger?
Oh, in the UFL? Yeah. Or at least he's still part of the advertising.
Remember in 2001 when that first game kicked off? Who was that 50-yard line? The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
We need it. We need it 23 years later. Let's do it again, Rock. Promote WrestleMania, Peacock Network next weekend.
What else am I going to promote, man? Come on. I'm out here all day.
Well, Raw was just in Memphis, right? So, and he went to a Target, and I guess he's got like some line of like facial cream out there.
Huh.
And he was just handing it out at a Target in Memphis.
That is nothing I've heard of.
Man.
Huh.
Okay.
Fair enough.
He's like, check it out, guys. Makes sense, right? Yeah, right. Need a facial cream?
Was that yesterday's Monday that you were talking about? Yesterday's Raw? That he was out afterwards?
Yeah.
Afterwards?
No. Before.
Before, okay. I was like,
listen, he...
What, he just beat down Cody Rhodes?
He was not going to stay in Memphis for 24 hours.
No.
Unlike Nebraska. Barely were there 24 hours. Never mind.
The Rock used to live in a shack in Memphis when he was just getting into wrestling.
Mm.
Rocky.
Oh,
now
man.
Look at him selling face cream. He's got the UFL.
He's got a tequila.
Tequila.
I've actually had the tequila. It's not bad. Mm-hmm. Not too bad. It's a little expensive. But
he's
not
got
bad.
A drink too. Energy drink.
Start with a Z.
Zeus.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Zust. I don't know, but I'm telling you, he's like Shaq, dude. He's everywhere. Shaq and Snoop. Snoop is another one. If your company's hurting, hire Shaq or Snoop, and this could turn things around for you. Papa John's is a perfect example.
Birmingham versus Arlington, your first game out of the box.
Bob Stoops!
Noon.
Bob
Saturday.
Stoops showcased in the first game because I believe he's still the head coach for Arlington.
Bobby Stoops versus Jim Zorn.
Jim Zorn.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I don't even know. I just did that. It just seems like a very Jim Zorn.
I don't think I've heard that name in years.
What a reference there, yeah.
The Birmingham coach has got to be Jim Zorn or Stan Humphries.
How about this dig? Skip Holtz.
Wow.
That's who the coach is?
Wow. Yeah, that's who the coach is.
So yeah. Skip Holtz.
What a coaching matchup.
Do you have that on your 2024 bingo card?
Hunt! Man, and you know, Lou is their defensive coordinator.
Something like that.
He's got a face cream, too. He's selling it. He's hopping out.
Oh,
it's a Birmingham swap meet. They'll be out there signing autographs after the game.
Ooh. Oh, even better. San Antonio, Wade Phillips.
Yep. How about that name?
Drip.
I think Lou Holtz, if he was to endorse something, he'd probably like a throat lozenge or something. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's do some extended Ask Us Anything. There's also a couple of other topics I want to bring up, including if you guys like McDonald's, they're actually, should I just tell you now?
Yeah.
This is interesting.
Please, please tell me
before
now.
Before we take a break, McDonald's is adding Krispy Kremes to their menu in 2026.
Wait, what?
About 20 years too late.
Dude.
Do it tomorrow.
I mean, come on. Krispy Kreme, that played out, man.
I'll take it.
I'll still rock with
it. I love a good donut.
Let me give a shout actually real quick to a local business because we're now in another week of Passport to Cabo brought to you by BriggsAuto.com and News Radio KMAN. But your sign-up location to become an instant finalist this week is Eileen's Colossal Cookies.
Yes.
Might be the most underrated business in this entire town.
Oh?
Because it's cookies, right?
Yes.
They have a 2 for Tuesday deal.
Yes.
Tried it earlier today. Mm-hmm. Got the cookie with M&Ms in it. Blew my socks off.
Oh, boy.
I wasn't ready for it.
Yeah.
I was like, this is too good.
Yeah.
And so, like, everybody else around here started buying some cookies, and we were like, holy crap. these are really good. So, Eileen's Colossal Cookies, go try them out. They're right next to Target. They're on the west side of town off Seth Child. And also get signed up for Passport to Cabo to win yourself a 7-night stay in a beachfront luxury condo in Cabo San Lucas. And, guys, that's where Jerome Tang vacations. If you want to be like Drum Tank for a week, go get signed up at Eileen's Colossal Cookies and go try those cookies.
Yeah, 2 for 1 today, right?
So yep, 2 for it's Tuesday. 2 for Tuesday.
And it's like, get your cookie, get signed up for a couple. You could do that multiple times. You know what I'm saying? Go, keep going back.
They do close in like 12 minutes. You better get, well, if you're in the car right now, reroute the GPS and get over
but
there.
But it's not just this week.
No.
No.
Definitely not.
And they have a whole bunch of cookies to go try out.
Come on, Eileen. Let's go.
Let's take a break. Ask Us Anything. We'll wrap up the show next. All right, here's what we're going to do. I have 2 tickets to K-State baseball against Texas on Thursday. 2 tickets. I want to give them away right now. Caller 3 right now. 785-537-1350. Not K-Rock. This is K-Man. 537-1350. Caller 3 is winning 2 tickets to Thursday's game against the Texas Longhorns. And Owen, just for fun, if that caller number 3 wants to come on and play a little Ask Us Anything, they can. So extend the invitation. If they don't want to, it's okay. But again, caller 3, 537-1350 is winning 2 tickets to Thursday's game against the Texas Longhorns.
That's awesome.
DJ, want to get into the first question?
Both Powerball and Mega Millions are really popping right now.
That's what I heard.
If you won one of those lottos and you didn't tell anybody, what subtle sign or change would people start to notice about you?
That Mitch guy, he disappeared pretty quickly. Anybody know where he went? I would disappear and the only way you would know where I'd all of a sudden just start posting pictures from like Sweden or something on Instagram. Like
you'd be, I would start to call you Dr. Google Images after a while. Like, look at this guy. Hey, what's going on?
Hi there. Bye there.
The subtlety in the
okay, maybe not so subtle that I wouldn't be in place in the morning. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would definitely be one of those people. At every major sporting event, you would see. You'd be like, "Is that?"
You'd be Marlins man.
I would. Oh my god! I would be just a little less of a like a
pump. Holding up the John 3:16 sign.
I've always had the goal. I want to go to a game at every FBS stadium, FCS stadium, every college basketball. Just check out the atmosphere one time.
Hit it up, dude. That would be awesome. I think it'd be so fun. And now with the expanded Big 12, that would be a lot of fun. I think. Let's see. What are you weird about? Like, when I go out to eat, like, at a fast food place, I have to take all the trash and put it in my cup. Like, I have to get all the wrappers and all this stuff in my French fry container, and I put it in my cup, and I put it, and I throw it away that way. It's weird. I know. It's weird. What are you weird about?
A lot.
I'm one of those people who's not a big fan of my food touching each other.
See, I'm the opposite. Oh. I love mixing foods. We're good. Who's our winner?
Our winner is Lindy Emlow from here in Manhattan.
Lindy, okay. Right. Does Lindy want to come on? Okay, go ahead and kill the music. Let's get Lindy on here.
Hi.
Lindy, congratulations on winning the tickets.
Thanks.
Hey, let's go. Deej, ask her the first question. If you want to play a little Ask Us Anything, ask her the first question that we had.
Lindy, if you won the lottery but you didn't tell anybody about it, what subtle changes in your life would we notice?
More K-State clothes.
There you go.
That's a great answer. That's a great answer.
Get all that Nike stuff.
All the nicest, newest stuff.
She'd the shoes.
The lavender stuff all day, every day. Like, isn't that expensive? Like, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Oh,
yeah.
The new lavender polo or quarter zips come in. I'll take the whole rack. They just disappear, and Lindy took them all. She starts selling them in the parking lot. Starts flipping them.
That's how the rich stay rich, man. Lindy, what are you kind of weird about? Like, we were talking, for an example, you know, when people use, like, the volume on their TV, it has to be up by, like, an odd or even number or a whole, you know, like, some people do that. Are you weird about anything like that?
No.
Oh.
I'm weird about other things, but not that.
Okay. What are you weird about?
Oh, like the temperature of my food.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Are you somebody that it has to be piping hot, or are you somebody that's like, it better be cold?
No, it's got to be hot.
Ooh.
Do not serve lukewarm Chef Boyardee.
She will throw it back in your face.
You know, I thought of mine. As a broadcaster, I got to be on the right side. If I'm doing play-by-play and I'm a color person, I want to be on the right side. Ooh. I want them to my left for some reason.
I threw him off at Manhattan High a couple times.
Oh, no. That happened? You got thrown off?
Well, Troy, I don't know. Troy, do you have something like that? You have to be on the right side or left side?
You know, I don't, just because I got used to so many different positionings at the booths in different places that I didn't sweat it much, because there were times you had to avoid the stairs.
Mm-hmm. Do you have another?
I do. I got Lindy.
Go ahead.
What is something that's perfectly legal to do, but you're still kind of a jerk for doing it?
That's a tough one.
I don't know. I follow the law pretty closely.
For me, it's anybody that hangs out in that left lane on the interstate.
Oh, yeah. My God.
If you hang out in there and I'm trying to get to the airport, KCI, you better watch out, boy.
Tailgating Dave.
Mm-hmm. And then I don't like people that don't use the blinker.
Yeah. Oh. You go, hey, where'd you grow up? The middle of nowhere? What's going on?
I get after my parents for that, because they don't use their blinkers, like, because they're too used to Morganville. Don't have to do anything, right? Just do whatever you want. Oh. The Wild West. Go ahead, Owen.
I'm a classic non-blinker user sometimes.
Oh,
if there's nobody around and I'm just, or like if I'm just passing somebody, sometimes I won't kick it on as I'm going left.
See, Lindy, that's the person right there. They go, well, no one's around, but then you end up behind them somehow. And they forget about it because they're on their Sunday drive.
I watch the rear view mirror more than I watch the windshield.
I'm buying you some blinker fluid.
I got one more question for Lindy. So let's say you're on Kimball and the speed limit says 40.
Oh, boy. Why are you going to do her like
how
this?
How fast? She says she goes by the law pretty closely. Are you going over or are you going 40?
I might go 42 or 3.
Yeah.
I'll work with it.
You know.
Am I the rule breaker here? I'm a standard 45 on Kimball.
Yeah, but you're right about Eileen's cookies. They are the best.
Yes, they are. Yes.
Shout out to Eileen's Colossal Cookies.
So good.
All right. Well, Lindy, congratulations on winning the tickets. Have you been to a K-State baseball game yet this year?
Not this year.
All right. Well, you're going on Thursday. Congratulations on winning the tickets, and I hope you enjoy the game.
Thank you.
Yay, Lindy.
Shout out to Lindy. Great sport as well. Knocked it out of the park on answering the questions.
Also kicked it back to Eileen's. That's great. She should be on the show, I think. Bring her in tomorrow. Come on by the studio.
Meanwhile, my name goes in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Sorry, Troy, you're a salary cut.
I see where the NIL falls here. I got you.
You're a cap casualty.
Oh my God, that was really good.
Sorry, we're down to $12 a show. All right, guys, we got to get out of here. We're back for a full two tomorrow for Owen, Deej, Troy, and Mitch. Go Cats.